Good evening. What's on your sheet? Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart." Back in 2016, after being out of work for approximately 8 months, discouragement had set in. Since I was not otherwise occupied, I was invited to attend the 2016 Southeastern Workers Conference held in Asheville, North Carolina. We heard teaching from several gifted brothers on different topics. What stood out to me from that weekend was teaching from Steve Price and Jay Nicholson on giving the Lord a clean sheet with our lives, removing all the conditions and restrictions that we have placed on how the Lord can use us, because many of us say in our hearts, "The Lord can use me, but only on my terms." At the conference, we heard of how this is not just a one-time action, but a daily activity of clearing that sheet before the Lord, starting each day by giving the Lord a blank or a clean sheet for him to work with. Jabe Nicholson mentioned it took him 2 years to get his sheet completely clean, so don't be discouraged. The problem we have is we keep putting things back on our sheet that we've taken off. We keep replacing old restrictions and conditions, or we keep reinventing new ones. See, the Lord doesn't want just a part of our lives. He wants all of our lives. Luke 14:26 says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Imagine that, loving the Lord so much that the love we share for our own family and even for ourselves looks like hate in comparison. And that's loving the Lord with all your heart. Luke 9:23 says, "And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 14:27, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." In Jeremiah 29:13 that we heard already, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart." 1 Chronicles 28:9, this is David speaking to his son Solomon. "And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you." Psalm 86:12, "I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever." Psalm 119:10, "With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments." You see, the Lord wants us to pursue and seek after him wholeheartedly. So what's on your sheet? Can the Lord only use you if it makes sense financially? Can the Lord only use you in an area of ministry where you feel specifically gifted? Are you a person who's content to stay more behind the scenes and doesn't want to step out into a public ministry? Are you willing to do that if he calls? Are you someone who is in a more public ministry or leadership role and shies away from doing the lesser value jobs and maybe behind the scenes? Can the Lord only use you if you don't have to compromise your current time schedule? What about family time? What about TV time? What about workout time or rest time? Maybe yard work or house cleaning time or vacation time? Of course, we all have responsibilities in life and we all have time commitments that we need to honor, but sometimes do maybe need to be a little more creative and a little more flexible in how we make ourselves available to the Lord, as opposed to being rigid and unwilling to bend and change if he calls us to. Are there others in your life? Are there peers or family members or coworkers or friends that you feel the need to please with your decisions? Perhaps you feel the need to please them more than the Lord. Well, my sheet has some things on it, like relocating. we're happy where we are now. I'm looking for a job, obviously. Would like to not uproot my family and move somewhere, sell my house, change my children's schooling, all these kinds of things. My sheet had not disrupting my routine and my family's routine. We're comfortable with what we're doing, and we're familiar with it, and we like the way we do things and where we do them. My sheet had attending and serving here at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel. Back at the workers' conference in 2016, hearing teaching on topics like surrendering our lives to the Lord, during one of the prayer times, a man named Terry Wilson requested prayer for a camp as they searched for an executive director. And the Lord pricked my heart when I heard this. Could this be the opportunity that the Lord's been preparing me for? Should I throw my name in the hat to be considered for this possibility? Or is that just too presumptuous to do something? I don't know. I didn't know what to do. So I spoke with this about a few trusted brothers that were at the conference with me, and I was encouraged to pray about it and ultimately to pursue it. So the next day, Andy Hilton introduced me to Terry Wilson, and we discussed the possibility of me being considered for the executive director position at Camp Lilolai in New York. At first, all this seemed so far-fetched. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience in camp work. We're not really looking to relocate our family at this point in time, if you remember my list. We're happy where we are. We're in a good local church. We're comfortable here. We're plugged in. All of our friends and family are here. The list goes on, and of course, you remember the sheet. But after about a month's worth of emails and telephone interviews and much prayer and tears and meeting with the elders, the possibility was beginning to get very real. See, we hadn't told many people about this because we didn't want to create a fuss over something that didn't seem to be a really viable option at the time. But that was changing quickly. So we shocked our immediate family with the news of this possibility, and we made the 12-hour trip from Greensboro up to New York to visit Camp Lilolai with three little girls and a then 5-month pregnant wife. The trip went well. The Lord provided for our needs. The camp was beautiful. It's nestled between two mountains in the middle of absolutely nowhere in upstate New York. We had an opportunity, since we were that close to the border, to take a day trip and go visit Niagara Falls. We even got to get on one of the boats and ride right up to the base of the falls and get rained on by all the mist. The kids really had a great time, although they preferred the observation deck as opposed to the boat. They didn't like the rain. But that was our little excursion. The main purpose of our visit to the camp was for me to have an in-person interview with several of the board members of Camp Lilolai as one of the final two candidates for the position. And if you come back next week and hear the conclusion of this story, I'm kidding. I couldn't help myself. We really enjoyed our time at Camp Lilolai. The kids had a blast exploring the camp. The interview went very well. There was, in fact, a complete consensus between the board members that were there that I could handle the job. But the Lord directed the men to choose the other candidate for the position, and I began work at Guilford Technical Community College as an independent contractor at that time. But it wasn't until my wife and I had made the decision and told the Lord that we were willing to surrender that part of our lives and told the Lord that we were willing to leave what was comfortable and familiar and to go where He wanted us, that He provided temporary local employment by way of the 9-month contract at GTCC, which ran from April through December of 2016. So what's on your sheet? You see, the difficult part of preparing a message like this is it's particularly convicting. after all the problem that we face is we keep wanting to put back things on our sheet that we've already taken off. Old conditions, replacing those restrictions with new ones or reinvented ones. And I'm no exception to that, because the Lord doesn't want just a piece of our lives. He wants all of our lives. Fortunately, our Lord is merciful and forgiving and is patient with us when we have to keep removing the same areas from our sheet over and over again. Remember, we have to take up our cross daily. The Lord is faithful to forgive when we confess and when we come to Him. John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isaiah 43:25, I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Daniel 9:9, to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. Micah 7:18-19, who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of His inheritance? He does not retain His anger forever, because He delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Think of the example of Saul and his conversion. This is a man who chased after Christians and pursued them and persecuted them and even had a part in killing Christians, yet God still chose him. He forgave him and used him mightily because he gave his entire life to God. I think Paul had a clean sheet. Think of David and his sin with Bathsheba, and then his further sin of murdering her husband Uriah, and who knows how many others along with him. You know the story when they were in battle and he had the commander to move forward and then draw back and let the people in the front lines just get slaughtered. And yet God still forgave him when he confessed. He's even called a man after God's own heart, because in spite of his sin, when he confessed, he turned from his sin. But even David had things to remove from his sheet. I'll close with a poem that I've heard while listening to Ravi Zacharias. Perhaps some of you have heard it if you listen to him. I don't know the author's name, but it was written by an elementary school teacher and compares the student-teacher relationship with that between us and our Heavenly Father. And perhaps it'll remind us of the love our Heavenly Father has for us and how He does not grow weary of forgiving when we ask each day, and how we can come to Him for help in removing things from our sheet. He came to my desk with a quivering lip. The lesson was done. Have you a new sheet for me, dear teacher? I've spoiled this one. I took his sheet, all soiled and blotted, and gave him a new one, all unspotted. And into his tired heart I cried, do better now, my child. I came to the throne with a trembling heart. The day was done. Have you a new day for me, dear master? I've spoiled this one. He took my day, all soiled and blotted, and gave me a new one, all unspotted, and into my tired heart he cried, do better now, my child. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come together and to gather around your word and to share requests before your throne, Lord. We thank you that you hear us and that you don't grow weary of hearing us. Lord, I pray that you will help us to come to you with a clean sheet, Lord. And Lord, even if that means removing one thing at a time, Lord, I pray you'll help us to chip away at that and present ourselves as living sacrifices to you to do what you would have for us. Lord, we thank you for the time that you've given us this evening. Pray you'll go with us as we leave. In your name, amen.